Yancey County deputies say Richard Lee Buchanan, age 61, of the Bear Wallow community in East Yancey, found his estranged wife, Mona Lisa Phillips Buchanan, age 37, with Thomas Griffith, age 52, at Griffith's house, also in the Bear Wallow community. And what followed has Burnsville area residents in shock. Buchanan shot and killed Griffith, wounded Phillips, and later turned the gun on himself. Deputies arrived at the scene Wednesday night after Phillips had called saying she had been wounded after Buchanan was firing gunshots into the house.
The responding deputies arrived there and found Thomas Marion Griffith lying there in the driveway near a shop at his residence. He was deceased from gunshot wounds.
Lieutenant Tom Farmer said Griffith was dead of gunshot wounds to his head and upper torso. While at the scene, sheriff's deputies encountered Richard Lee Buchanan.
They talked with him and asked him to please drop the weapons, and he refused to do so, and in fact turned one of the weapons on himself and shot himself in the head.
Buchanan later died at Mission Hospital in Asheville. Deputies then moved toward the Griffith house, where they found Phillips and her 7-year-old son hiding inside. Phillips was taken to Johnson City Medical Center with multiple gunshot wounds to her chest area. Deputies say she is recovering from surgery and her injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. The boy was not injured in the incident. This was not the first violence between Buchanan and Phillips. Farmer said they had been married for some 18 months but had recently separated, and Phillips had moved out of the house. She had taken out a restraining order on Buchanan on August 31st. Farmer said the two men knew each other and had been friends. Buchanan was the owner of the Heavenly Cool ice cream shop, and he and Griffith restored cars together and sold them in a lot in front of the ice cream shop on Highway 19E just east of Burnsville. As SBI officials continued their investigation, they found several firearms inside Buchanan's truck. Lieutenant Farmer said autopsies on both Buchanan and Griffith are scheduled for today to see if drugs or alcohol were involved. Farmer said the investigation is still underway. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.